Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Yeah.
Only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
If it did some flooding, I guess where we at in Chesapeake, some of our areas are not really flood areas. If anything, actually, we were in the beginning and in the end of the storm. I was taking Daisha to karate when this storm started. And by the time we finished karate, it had finished. But the deal of it was that we suffered more. It's like a tornado. The rain really didn't crush us as much as the wind did. It dropped, it took down so many trees. It was just ridiculous to the point. Power lines everywhere. And matter of fact, I think Chesapeake was like widespread power out of Chesapeake, Portland. Our power didn't come back on until like 4 this morning, and there's still people out right now that don't have power. Thank God we live right across the street from the school, so you know they won't let them kids out of school. But it really wasn't the rain that did the damage. It was that wind that came through like guns a-blazing. It was almost like an F5 touchdown out here because that wind was serious, so serious. The rain, we've had rain like that before, you know, all of a sudden just pours down and then it stops and the sun comes back out. Used to the rain, and that wind, though, yeah, that was something else.
Yeah, our hearts and prayers go out to the people out in Missouri. Even just today, still, like Kansas City, Missouri, tornadoes, you know, scared, you know, the entire area all over again. It wasn't as bad as before, you know, but about 50 people, you know, were stuck in a freezer out in Kansas City.
Wow.
They all lived, you know, but they were all in a freezer. I heard stories of people at Walmart walls falling down, people screaming, thinking it was the end of the world. I can't imagine just being in something like that. Tornadoes. You know, before it was hurricanes. Now it's tornadoes. Unbelievable. Again, our hearts and prayers go out. God bless you, people. And Godspeed on your recovery. We can't take anything for granted, my friends. Signs of the times.
Do you know that this year has been the deadliest year? And you got to say, we're about to hit the midpoint, but this year has been the deadliest since 1953.
Yeah, and again, hurricane season is not even here yet.
Right.
And Florida, you know, hasn't, I'm telling you, you know, and I'm like, thank you, Lord. I've been in Florida for 4 years, and prior to me coming to Florida, we have always heard about ridiculous hurricanes in Florida. I've been here, and there has not been one hurricane in Florida.
Wow. You mean in your area, or just not in Florida?
In Florida.
Wow. Well, maybe because you're there.
So, Lord, hold them back until I decide to leave. That's my prayer.
Okay. Right.
I don't want nobody hurt. But I just don't want to be here when the hurricane hits. Hey, tonight's topic, again, welcome to the show, everybody. Our title is now fixed. How much would you sacrifice for your significant other? You know, the reality is that if you call them a significant other, they should be at least significant. But how significant are they? How much would you sacrifice for your spouse or a significant other? Would you be willing to die for them? Would you be willing to give it all up for them? What does give it all up mean? Clear your bank account out, give all your money away, give all your furniture away, give your house away? Why would you have to do that? Maybe they got caught up in a case, a legal case. You know, legal fees sometimes rack up to be $100,000, $200,000, $500,000. And you only make $40,000. You know, would you be willing to give it all up on behalf of your spouse or your significant other? Toya, I'm starting with you. Would you be willing to give it up for your husband tonight? Would you be willing to die for him?
For the man that I want, I give it all up.
I said, Toya, I'm starting with you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'd die for him, die for my daughter, but now give it all up. Now, hold on. It
depends on what the case is. Now, if you've done something that don't make no damn sense, I don't know if I'm going to be able to create my bank account for you. Because sometimes you need to exercise
your
judgment.
Hey, it's unconditional,
and,
though. It isn't love.
You need to. For,
unconditional?
No, hold on 1 second. It's not just me. It's not just him. I have a daughter. You're not exercising
mm-hmm.
good judgment, and you're putting me in a position I have to give up everything and can't take care of our daughter. Something's not right.
Mm-hmm. I respect
mm-hmm.
that. Because as a man, if you're taking care of business and you respect our household, you wouldn't put our household and your daughter in jeopardy.
Correct.
I get that. Okay. Madam Boston.
Yes, sir.
You already answered the damn question.
I did answer. I already answered the question. But, like, you know, I agree with Toya wholeheartedly, though. I mean, because that was going to be my, you know, my little... my disclosure initially was, you know, as long as you're not messing with the money, we cool. Anything could be sacrificed at that point. And the only reason I say the money is because that's what keeps the lights on. That's what keeps
mm-hmm.
food in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? Unless we can go hunting. I mean, you know.
Hunting?
What you
going to
hunt for?
Hunting?
Squirrels?
I mean, squirrels and possums?
Right. Squirrels and possums and pigeons.
Squirrels, possums, and some occasional raccoon.
Walking out the door with a BB gun. Oh, baby, I'll be right back. It's time for dinner.
Domare, are you willing to die or give it all up for your spouse or your significant other?
You know what? I think that situation right there taught me that I wasn't in that place.
Mm-hmm.
I had a self-realization moment or an epiphany. You can call it some of everything. And I realized that, you know what, my love, my significant other is a man or spouse will be a man. I just want to put that out there. So I can say this. I realized at that moment that, you know, it's going to take a lot more of a walk with Jesus for me to get to a place of unconditional love with. I'm not excluding Toya because what she said was that made it perfect sense, and I will hold true to that too. But to get to a place of unconditional love where I feel like I would lay down my life for him, or something like that, that's something I think I'm working on. I didn't realize that I wasn't there until I went through what I went through. But, no, actually, that's something I couldn't say if I was still married. No, I honestly don't think I would have been able to say that. And I didn't realize that until this situation. So, I that's real. That's honest, yeah.
That's honest and that's real. You're inside Hump Day Wednesday. Tonight's topic, how much would you sacrifice for your significant other? Would you be willing to die or give it all up? Up next, Sincere's in the building. Donnell Jones, Love Like This. We'll be back.
You never had.
Here on the East Coast, I'd like to welcome to the show one of our favorite guests, Sincere. Are you out there, sir?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Sincere. What's going on with you this evening?
What up, man? It's 11 o'clock conference call. I just called in real quick to say my 2 cents.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, share.
Hey, how much would you sacrifice?
If you'd asked me this question
yesterday,
I would have said I'd give it all up. But today, I wouldn't give up some jelly beans.
Oh, my.
Oh, she done pissed you off.
Someone done pissed you off today,
huh? Made
you bad. Oh, my damn.
She pissed
him off real bad. Oh, my damn. Can't even get a jelly bean.
Not a bean.
Not even
one. Not even
a regular bean. Not even a damn one. It's almost June.
This is a whole nother show topic that y'all might need to do real soon in the future. But how do you get mad at a man who provides what I provide because I didn't rake the lawn? Do you know what I do in a day?
That's a woman thing, dude.
Come home because it's like 5 leaves in the front lawn. You know how big my front lawn is? Come on. And it's 5 leaves, and you mad because the leaves there?
Did you say five, though, Sincere? Did you count them, Sincere? Were there really 5?
I really went out there and counted them. And I picked them up with my hand and put them in the trash.
You ain't rake them.
No, didn't need to rake. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably going to be another little beef because I didn't use the rake. Because I was being a smart ass and used my hand. But, you know.
Hey, it's unconditional, bro.
Hey, that's why I'm not with Susie right now. I just came to the studio to vent for a little bit.
I'm going
to be real. All
right. Hey, yeah. It's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, and this is my brother, that dude Sincere. Hey, tonight we go deep and honestly answer the question. And this is definitely one of the honest dudes I know. Would you be willing to die or sacrifice all for your spouse or your significant other? If not, you know, what would you be willing to give up for your loved one? Anything? Sincere say, not a jelly bean tonight. Hey, jump on it. Tell us how you feel. 917-889-3926.
Yeah.
So listen or participate live. It's TM Hama Radio. Wow. I mean, come on. But is she petty like that all the time?
No. She got her moments, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it just baffles me to go through. I mean, because there's no, in the past, I'd be the first man to tell you, there were plenty of big things that she could have got me on. but never called me on any of them. But now that I'm a stay-at-home, one-woman dude, I catch grief over small things. I feel like I should be out there bumping and grinding with every chick that come my way.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it.
No, I mean, I'm mature enough not to do it. But, I mean, she'd have caught me some years ago. I'd be on the first thing smoking. You know what I'm saying? But it's...
Now, remember, this is the same dude that pushed the chick away that was under the table.
Right.
I mean, it's just... If you got a man that's trying to do right, don't go crazy over small things. I mean, especially when somebody has a schedule like I have. Come on.
Leave us alone.
I got a question. Sincere. What is it that, let me see. What is it about, give women from a male perspective, give women advice on, or just some information on how to get to that place in a man's heart where it is unconditional, where he will sacrifice and do any and everything. What can you say to lady that, you know, because even though what she did was petty, you know, I think you would lay down your life for her. You married her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I still would give her everything, and even go further than the point. The fact that I'm not with another chick right now is just lets you know what she means to me. I understand what she means to me in my life as far as my children, professionally, everything. I mean, she's my backbone in everything that I do. But it's these moments that, you know, that kind of mess with your integrity and your faith and your morals. But I mean, as far as advice for other women, it's kind of hard because it's a place that you grow to as a man. It's a level of maturity. It's not don't wake up one day.
And you said I'm sorry, and I'm gonna let you answer Domir's question. But not just integrity and the things that you mentioned, but you know your manhood.
Yeah.
Pettiness frustrates our manhood.
All day. I mean, because a man is going to be a man. Most men, you could tell your husband or your boyfriend, hey, babe, go cut that grass for me. And the first thing he's going to say is, I got it. He's not going to get up that second. And if he does get up that second, he'll cut the grass. You need to dump him because he's a weak man.
We call him Hempeck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So. The fact that it just because he doesn't get up the second you say do, don't mean he's not going to do it. He's just going to do it on his own time because a man is a man, and that's part of his manliness of doing things when he wants to do it. Exactly.
Our mama don't live with us.
Hold the pump brakes now. Now, you can cut that out right now because a man saying,
my
right,
mama
I got it.
Is not on this show either.
That gives them enough. And I am not attempting to replace anyone's mother by any means. However, semicolon, when a man tells you, oh, I got it, wait a minute, that's there, I get to it. But the thing is that if you keep putting it off, it'll be more for you to do. And that'll be more for you to bitch about later. No.
But why even nag about it at all?
Because if we go out there and try to do it, what you doing? Oh, why? I told you I'd do it. I don't know why you up. Yeah, it's like, no. Because we want it done then because in our mind.
Because you're a woman. Because you're a woman, you want it done right then and there.
And you can be petty.
Yes.
But you want me to lay down my life for you. You know what? I bet you for all the women that want a man to die for them, they would probably complain about the way the man died for him.
Wow.
Because he didn't die the way.
Take a shower. Go brush your teeth before you die. Tie your shoes. That shirt dirty. Your underwear got holes in it.
You at least could have cut the grass before you died.
Now I got to go out there and put some lawnmower.
Right.
Yeah.
Sincere, you crazy.
Hey.
Oh,
this
my.
This moment, Sincere. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is KP, VA State of Mind, all the way out of VA. Domere, Sincere, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. High of the high life is DJ State of Mind. On the city state, on the city state, on the city state, on the city state, on.
With a goal and a mission, foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what is written. Play my hand, never fold to the system, holes in the glitches. Rather be blind in the mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate in the distance, the hisses. You can hear the snakes in the distance. Straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition, no days off, no break in the mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. The city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years. In 4 minutes, I'm so Guinness in the flames. See a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you. MAC.
Out here on the grind, looking out for
mine,
racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
Elbow with that big ass chain. Tell me don't mess up the MC name. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin missed the big shot and went hot sauce. We from being dropped off to taking a whole hood offshore. Off the Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Real world on my shoulders. Top heavy Cobra, free for the pedal. Now my feet on the pedal. Now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle. Now I gotta put the beach on my level. We either come together or run forever. Sink or swim, get your trunks together. I run this city.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
ATAC Media, TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:34 here on the East Coast, and bringing it to us like no one else is Domere with Health and Wellness.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Health Day Wednesday, Health and Wellness, brought to you by Massages for Life. Tonight, I just want to speak briefly on how to put an end to negative self-talk. And before I forget, before I go on with Health and Wellness, let me just go back and say, because my mind is all over the place to forget. I asked Sincere that question just to bring out the point that we as men nor women can make up that decision in a man or in our significant other's mind, whether, you know, how to get to that place of unconditional love or a place where we will put down our life is something that we individually have to mature to. Okay. Now,
hey, you know what? because you just brought it back, right? And I'm not sure he answered the question. So inside health and wellness, because this is mental and emotional wellness, Sincere, answer the question.
What was the question again?
The question is, be it advice or something you could tell women as far as what we could do as women to get our male, our significant other, whatever, to a place where he will lay down his life or feel like he will give up everything. But I think, in essence,
okay.
Terrence, he didn't answer it specifically.
I answered all the way through.
Yeah, but he kind of did it.
Sin 101.
Okay.
Okay. For all y'all women that don't know, men are like big globs of clay. And through whatever girl he messed with prior to, he going to be molded in that form. But he's still soft, because obviously if he was hardened and formed by that girl, he'd still be with that girl. So when he comes to you, he's in a form that you don't recognize, but it was something about him that you liked. So now it's up to you as a woman to mold this man into the man that he's supposed to be. Not the man that you want him to be, but the man he's supposed to be. And the easiest way to get a man to any level in life is by example. Most men don't know how to love. So you got to show that man unconditional love.
We weren't
so through you showing that man.
It's not cool.
Yeah. It was never cool to be the dude that was lovey-dovey, all emotional, touchy-feely. But now it was you as a woman's place to show that man that this is desirable and wanted by you, and everything that you're showing him is by example, not by you telling him and nagging him and this and that. You're showing him unconditional love. So you show a man unconditional love, you'll get it back in return.
Boom, bang, pow.
Thank you. And thank you for that. I just wanted women to know, to hear that from a man, from a male's perspective and a man's point of view, because sometimes women get together and try to figure it out on their own, but you can't know. A woman doesn't know anything about a man if she doesn't talk to a man, period. So
hey,
thank you
for asking that question.
Yeah.
This is Real Talk Radio. Hey, Toya.
Right.
Hey, run it back. Introduce this woman again.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We are bringing to you health and wellness in the one and only the Mel Willingham.
all right. I got my health and wellness cap on. Tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life. And tonight we're going to discuss how to put an end to negative self-talk. What is negative self-talk? That is the conversations that we have with ourselves, and when we say, I'm too fat, I can't do it, I'm a procrastinator, I'm lazy, I'm not smart enough, something negative. Believe it or not, all these little comments, and you might just put them out there, but the power of the tongue is so serious. These thoughts eventually basically form who you are. And when you have this negative self-talk within you, it's like a record playing over and over in your mind. And then at this point, these thoughts become destructive. And they start to tear down your self-image. And they start to create doubt and fear within yourself. So then you begin the procrastination. Or you say, oh, I work well under pressure. Maybe you're not supposed to work well under pressure. Because if you didn't procrastinate to that point, you wouldn't have to work well under pressure to get it done. But how did you even start that? How did you even get to a place of procrastination? Because you, again, negative self-talk has gotten you to this place. But again, negative self-talk will fuel a poor self-image to the point where it will just combust, and it leads to a lot of mental illnesses and things of that sort. It can become paralyzing and convincing, again, to the point where it can lead to depression. Now, in order to stop the negative self-talk or that record in your mind that keeps going over and over again telling you that you're not smart enough, you can't do it, whether it was someone telling you that, whether it was your environment that created that, or just you, all of a sudden you just change from a positive person to a negative person because you experienced some kind of tragedy or failure in your life. The only way to get rid of those bad negative thoughts is just to replace them with positive thoughts. And I know that's easier said than done, but it is just that easy. For every negative statement that you have, there's a positive affirmation that can negate that statement. So what do you need to do? Because that's the number one. That's everyone's number one question. Well, how do I even start? What do I need to do? Again, it sounds easier said than done, but it is just that easy. Replace old negative thoughts with positive affirmations. How do you do that? Identify old negative thoughts first. Okay, we never realize that we are a product of our own thoughts because we never realize how negative we are about ourselves. Not unless, you know, you just that down on yourself. But for instance, let me sidebar for a second. I was sitting with my mentor today, and he asked me some very important questions, and when I was starting out my answer, I started off three different ways, and each way I started, I just threw myself under the bus. I was so negative about myself and what I couldn't do, I had to stop for a second. I was like, this just sounds bad. You know, you never realize how those negative comments, even just, you know, I don't think I have it all in me, or I don't think I can at this level, you know, or I don't think I can at the speed in which you're asking me to. Just those things right there is enough to just not even make you even try or think that you can. So I had to just, you know, I had to sit and ponder about that for a second, because I don't want anyone of our listeners on the radio show or anyone else to think that you can't do because you keep telling yourself you can't do. So I started to identify some of those negative comments, and then I wrote another list on the other side of that and replaced them with positive comments. You know, I can do this at the speed in which you think I can. I can accomplish this goal in the time in which you think I can.
That's
that
right.
Wasn't hard. That was easy. And the even more easy thing about that is just keep repeating it, because it's the power of the tongue. Once you begin to repeat it, you will begin to believe it. And once you begin to believe it, you will walk it out. That will become you. When you
walk
say, I can, I can, I can, it will become who you are. I know
That's right. This
is very hypocritical. I tell my daughter all the time, she says, Mommy, I can't. I say, don't ever say you can't. You say, I can, I just need help. Well, if I can tell my daughter that, I can reverse that and apply my same thought to myself. So, and I just wanted to share that with you all as well. And again, how do you stop the negativity or speaking negativity to yourself? Identify it first. Become aware of it. Know that you're doing it. Then your next step is replace those negative comments with positive comments and begin to speak it out. Even if you have to write it down, put it on your mirror, your refrigerator, in the bathroom, whatever it takes, replace those thoughts with positive thoughts. And that will begin the process of you turning your own self around and being able to walk into that positive affirmations and those things that you didn't think you could do, you'll be able to walk those things out. Thank you for joining me tonight. And how to put it into negative self-talk, because we will begin positive affirmations. Thank you.
Wow. Concerned about our emotional and mental health and wellness. Give it up for Domare, live out of Chesapeake tonight. Thank you, Domare.
Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Back with my swag on swole.
Radio live show. That was Wet Money from the FDI Camp would take you higher. I forgot what I was talking about, but I was probably woman
1048.
Bashing. Nah, I'm
1049. New York
you
City.
Woman bashing.
PA. Florida. What's cracking, everybody? Hey, I love this show.
Yeah,
I absolutely love
give
this show.
Enlightenment.
Hey, Cecilia, I know you got to rock out in like 10 minutes, man. Hey, you know, just the topic tonight, how much would you sacrifice for your significant other? At the top of the show, Cecilia came on talking about he wouldn't sacrifice jelly beans for his wife tonight because she tried to make him rake 5 leaves out their big-ass yard. Hey, it's like 50 minutes into the show. Can she at least get one jelly bean? Or you still ain't getting no beans?
She good now. Now that I ate some jelly beans, I feel better.
I feel right.
I know that's right.
I don't hold no grudges, but I mean, I honestly would give up everything for her to the point where if she was ill, I would pray. I would fall down on my knees and ask for that illness to fall on me. So
that's heavy. That's love.
Yeah.
That's what's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Toya, I'm going to come back to you. You know, you willing to sacrifice a few things for your husband, but if he make the wrong decision, you like, you on your own, Jack. Me and my daughter, we got to be good.
I wouldn't say he's on his own. However, I'm not going to be able to give up everything. I'll meet you halfway.
You're just
going
to send him some... You're going to send him some canteen
money.
How
can you laugh after saying that statement? What's so funny?
Right. Well, no, it's certain things you just don't do, and you don't put your family in that position to the fact that, you know, to the point that they'll just be without because of a decision that you made that you know you should not have done. Like, I just can't see it. I can't see giving up everything because of a stupid decision that you made that you know you shouldn't have.
I can dig it. Hey, let's go to the phones right quick. Area code 201, last 4 digits 3008. Hey, tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, let me say something real quick. It kills me when I call in different shows, which I do often, and you get the prefix, and then you also get the last 4 digits. Unless there's another 201 on the line, just say 201, brother.
I've never had a problem, but I respect that from you, bro. What's your name? What's your comment?
Yeah, this is Clay here in New Jersey. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the whole... I just tuned in, so I don't know exactly all of what you've talked about. But I'm assuming it has something to do with how much would you do for your mate. And I heard Brother Man saying that he would wish that he were sick and not whomever was sick. And good for him.
His wife.
That's cool and everything, but yeah. Yeah, that's not something I would do. She'd just have to be sick.
And we respect that. He's not as cold-hearted as you.
No, it's not about being cold-hearted. It's about being real. I mean, I love myself. I love my wife.
He's
sure.
Being real.
I'm not married.
He loves
but
himself.
I love myself a little more. I love myself a lot more. I would miss her. I would miss her while she's dead.
Wow.
Okay, can I cut in?
Hey, I love this show, though. Because it's people that's real like you, and you willing to voice it, no doubt.
Yes. Oh gosh.
Go ahead and respond, Cecilia.
Let me go biblical on you. Now, with me saying that, you saying you love yourself and you love your wife. I love myself and I love my wife, but me and my wife are one. So when my wife is sick, I'm sick. So rather than me sit and watch my wife go through that pain, I'll take that pain for her. Rather than me watch my children go through that pain, I'll go through that pain for them. Rather than me watching my wife and my children go out and work hard and do this, I do that so they don't have to do that, because that's just the man that my grandmother raised me to be.
Mm-hmm. And I can respect that. Yeah, I can respect that all day long. But I don't lay that heavily on the Bible. I don't rely on the Bible and all that bullshit. So I'm just saying, I love my kids. I love my wife. If I were to have a wife and kids, I'm sure I would love the hell out of them. But
they might not love the hell out of you.
There'd be certain degrees of love, I'm sure, but we have to keep things in perspective, really. I mean, brother, it's good that you would do that, but I won't take a bullet for my wife. I'm not going to prefer that I die rather than she dies. No. One of us going to have to die.
She shouldn't be your wife, bro. You probably will never be married, because a woman needs a man to protect them, first of all, and you want some, excuse me, bro, I love you, for real, but you want some bitch shit, and it's okay, though, because this is Real Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, I don't think the bitch shit comment was necessary, because I don't think that's
no,
bitch shit.
No, for real.
All.
Dude, you're being real, and I'm being real.
Yeah, whatever, man, that's your opinion.
This is real radio.
Yeah, it's real radio. That bitch shit is over the line. That's not even necessary.
Dude,
that's my shit.
Dude,
not, has nothing
you,
to do with
you're coming on the line, being real. All right. You're calling into this show. I'm being real. Respect it. I respect you. Respect it.
Hey, but brother, you got
hey thanks for calling. Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, 917-889-3926. The one thing about it is, this is our show. Hey, I respect you, though, dude. I respect you, though, dude, because you, wow.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm saying we do respect people's opinions, but we don't put down people's religions and referring to the Bible as bullshit and all that. That's a little much. I don't
he called
like
the Bible bullshit.
Yeah,
and then got mad when I called him a bitch.
Excuse me. You know, we respect everybody's view. We respect people's religion or non-belief of, but to blatantly just disrespect, no, that's not cool.
Hey, we got love for you, though, dude, because
you didn't call him a bitch. You said he on some bitch shit. He need to listen.
It's all good, but he responded, and he responded like a bitch.
Yeah, okay, it is.
Okay, now, yeah, because that was the point. That's what I was saying, excuse me, because I was going to say, yeah, I don't think you were calling him a bitch. I think you were saying that was bitch tendencies. You know what I'm saying? Or the bitch assness, as Puff so beautifully put it. But, I mean, the thing is, and you're absolutely right. I don't want to, okay, you know what? Matter of fact, Tim, remember we had a conversation and I was like, like when I go out, like if I go on a date, right? You know, like I don't, like the way I was raised was, you know, a man is supposed to, you know, like, face the door. Like, you know what I'm saying? A man shouldn't have his back to the door. You shouldn't have your back to the door, for real. But it's funny because certain men that I'm around, if we go into like a eating, you know, a restaurant or whatever, some of them, I will automatically make them sit with their back because I don't trust their, you know what I'm saying? I don't trust their instinct. I don't
so
think
you
they
more
would
of a man in there.
I don't think that they would,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the same moment, now look at this, though. I'm not coming from a fully female train of mind. I'm just getting this girl stuff under wraps these last 7 years.
Really, though? You, that's crazy to me because
I
would never. When I go in a restaurant, if I walk with a man, I do not walk on the outside. I walk inside. I don't sit with my back away from, like, it's just certain things I don't do as a female because, one, my husband, he doesn't do that. I don't know. That's just crazy to me. I couldn't be with the man that wasn't trained to do certain things. That's just an upbringing,
just,
and that's something my husband will not do.
Right,
just,
but when I'm thinking of, like, all guys that I go out with aren't necessarily dating people. You know, I have a lot of male friends, but even guys that I work
even
with,
as a friend, though, even with friends, I have plenty of guys that I'm friends with. That's mostly who I'm friends with. And being out with them, they do the same thing. I need you to evaluate the men that you're
like
hanging
that.
Out with.
No,
take
but
a
I'm
step
like,
back
like
and look at what's going on.
As a technician, I was the only female. So, yeah, my only choice was to eat with men. You know what I'm saying? But there were a lot of them that I would not let them sit facing the door. like at all. Like, no,
hey, but Cecile said it though. Hey, Cecile said it's because you're more man than they are. And look, I want to just pause. Let everybody do me a favor. Just like breathe. It's 10:58 in New York City. It's 10:58 in Atlanta. Yo, it's 10:58 on the East Coast. Wherever you are in the world, you're tuned to TM Hom Radio Live. Hey, tonight's topic, how much would you sacrifice for your significant other? That's the topic. We're asking you to go deep, be honest, answer the question. You know, how would you die? Would you willing to sacrifice it all? You've heard a lot of perspectives today. The last one was the Iriest. It was the Iriest comment I think I've ever heard. Hey, but my dude, I respect you and thanks for at least, you know, listening to our show. And they telling me he's still hanging out with us. So we're going to come back to you. I didn't even remember your name, dude. And for real, I did not mean to disrespect you in any way, even though you disrespected everybody on this show. And we actually checking in from all over the country, all over the world. But you all get, come on, dude, be easy. We're going to come back to you because I want you to be able to respond. But be easy. I got love for you. Hey, it is the top of the hour, WHEC, TM Hom Radio Live. Hey, I got to go to Washington, D.C. before we go to break. I got to bring, hey, a different perspective in here before we go to break. Hey, area code 202-4083. Give us some feedback tonight. Welcome to the show. You don't know your number. You're talking on mute. In three,
hello. Hello.
2-1.
Hey.
Hey, I'm on radio live.
Hey, Terrence, why y'all got to call my whole number all like that? Why y'all can't just say 202? Why y'all got to say 202-4083? I mean, come on, man.
Oh,
what's going on with that, man?
Coop. Oh, is that what threw you off, Coop? It was too many numbers. I'm sorry. That's why you didn't respond right away?
No, I had put the phone on mute by accident.
Yeah, you talking on mute. Hey, the dude come on the line telling me how to greet him. I've never experienced that before. And we have 163 podcasts in the archives. We got over 15,000 people listening.
Hey, I'm going to stand up for my man right now. I'm going to look out for the homie. Hey, man, he just having a hard day today. He didn't really mean what he said. Because, and I'm not even trying to be funny. It's just, I was flabbergasted.
He's mad.
When
he's
I heard
mad.
Him. Man, when I heard him say, why you guys say my number like that? I'm like, what the hell? Who says that?
Yeah. Hey.
He on the run. He on the run. He don't need the FBI. I know he on the radio.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay. Or even maybe he wouldn't do a whole lot for his significant other, and he just real feeling. He kind of heated about this whole conversation. And
he clearly communicated that. Hey, my dude is still hanging out on the line, and we so real. We coming back to you.
TM Hom Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hom Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hom Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. It's Mike Bless, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She said things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go.
She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop blowing my condo. That can be your hideaway. About to lose you. Still make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner.
A winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to.
No.
A cruise to the islands, that'll get a smiling. Hit South Beach,
riding down Cali. No window shopping, that's for the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She ain't wanna try no more, sure they wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo, that can be your hideaway. Penthouse flow. I can play the bartender, you just tell me what the pole.
What you want?
You know what's off, I'm blue. So you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo.
Shoot out to London, Lando's and Brixton. Cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short is so fly, Red Bull wings. She just wanna hide my condo fling. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop blowing my condo.
I'm already live. Hey, welcome to the show. Hump Day Wednesday, May 25th. And I love this show. I got CeeLo live out of Charlotte.
Yep.
Domair live out of Chesapeake tonight.
Yep.
Toya, New Art, Delaware. Said, be easy, everybody, and good night. He had to go to work. Got Coop hanging out in Washington, D.C. Wherever you are in the world. 55 minutes left in the show. Team Hammer Radio Live. Up next, entertainment. National news out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, yo, I love this show. Hey, they told me he hung up. Hey, I was coming back to you, dude. I was going to give you the floor again and just unleash the angels on you.
Oh, Lord. I know, right? In the name of Jesus. In the name, no, y'all want to come on.
Hey,
he's my friend. Yes, but
hey,
don't break the.
He was real though.
Don't break the tambourine.
Hey,
don't break the tambourine.
Hey, cool.
Hey, you know what I
think about it, cool. He was real. He was bold enough to, you know what I'm saying, put it out there. It's perspective.
I mean, but
CeeLo,
if you
gonna
say it,
CeeLo,
hey, if you gonna say it, you gotta take a risk.
Too. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm going to say, if you're going to say it, you got to take the risk of getting clowned on it, though. So, hey.
Yeah. Definitely on this show.
You know what, though? I want to say this, that that's his truth. And he never said his name. But, I don't remember him saying
that's
his
name.
That's
why I didn't get it. I didn't remember.
However.
Oh,
you know,
hold up. He's back.
Okay.
I don't remember your name, bro. Bro, what's your name? Or at least give us a name you want us to call you.
Well, I mean, I'm going by the name I always go by, like I told you the first time. My name is Playhead. And let me ask you something. Why would you say what you have to say and then put me on hold and then talk around me as if I'm not there? Just open up my mic. Let me converse back.
Well, I needed to say what I needed to say because you had kind of, you know, I had given you the floor, and then you got offended. So I had to respond to the fact that wasn't trying to offend you, bro, but I still didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my name is Playa Hater. You got it now, brother?
Playa Hater. Playa Hater.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you got a show.
Well,
you on the network. Playa Hater. You got a show, right?
Yeah, I got my own show, exactly.
Okay, I've actually listened to the show. Okay. Again, Playa Hater. No intentions of offending you, but you offended us, you know? There it is.
Yeah, whatever.
But
brother,
again,
I don't care.
You on the show?
Whatever. I got
okay.
you. Whatever. All
right. Yeah. All right. It's whatever. I do.
Okay. All right. So that was beautiful. And that's an example of how not to act, children. Okay, so look, right, I want to say this.
Moving right along.
Getting back on topic. Okay, so, like, I've been in the position where I have sacrificed, like, everything. I consider everything for my soon-to-be spouse. I pretty much, like, left one space and we moved to Philadelphia. Because you know what? Because I was told that I was selfish and that, you know, I would try to control everything. I wouldn't let him be a man. And that's what, and, like, with sincere said when he was like, I was more men. Yeah, I thought I was, apparently. Like, seriously. But I had an issue. You know what I'm saying? And I was being more man. I wasn't allowing him to be a man. Because I would ask him to do, like, it would be something as simple as ask him to tell him to pay a bill or something. But if he didn't move when I asked him to move, I would just go ahead and do it. Or, like, say if we were in a store or something and I said, wow, I like that, you know, instead of giving him the chance to get it for me, I would get it myself. Like, you know, I would never give him a chance to do that either. But I would never give him a chance. I never gave him a chance to be a man. But I had to learn what letting a man be a man was. And it damn sure isn't letting a man just go run around and be out in the streets and deal with other women or, you know what I'm saying, or be getting drunk.
You know what? Let me put this out there, though. What you just said is a real revelation. I mean, and a lot of women need to kind of dig deep to really acknowledge or see if that's the case in their relationship. Are you really letting your man be a man? You know, or are you trying to be his mom and just, you know, tell him what to do, boss him around? Because sometimes it's just, you know, some women's nature, you know, is to, like, feel like she got to take charge, take care. You know, I mean, women are bossy, I think, by nature. But are you letting your man be a man? Are you letting your man be a man?
It was wrapped up in me being too independent for my own good.
To what?
Because either I do it or it's not going to get done. And
okay.
I still kind of am that way, but I've kind of, you know, let up a little bit. But then, again, I don't have a man right now to say that, oh, yeah, I can let him be a man. I haven't found
him
yet.
We need to put together a blind date for you. That's what we're going to do. 917-89-3926. Didn't let him what?
Don't let him be blind, because I'm going to need him to do some things on his own.
Okay. She'll take you purple and crazy. She just don't want you blind. 917-889-3926. If you're looking for a date, we'll hook you up with a bad co-host. She's on point. 917-889-3926.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Hey, entertainment and national news coming to you live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Hey, we got love for you. Hey, we respect your opinion, but you got to respect ours. It's just fair. We'll be right back.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Talk radio show. Maybach music.
You think you're using me like this game's new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want to.
Women who come on their time. She came over and she came a few times. From Crispy Futons to Christian Louboutin. Game over, had her shopping in Milan. 20 racks, really, that sneaker money. Triple white Ferrari, yeah, that's the Easter Bunny. At the season in Vegas, I put the Visa on it. Now all she do is tell me how she used to love me. I let her decorate the real estate. And I let her spend a half a ticket, give or take. A couple dollars, Harry Winston Stone collars. Canary yellow, everything plain charter. I spoiled her, maybe cause I adored her. More than fly, that girl's a flying saucer. My Mona Lisa painting on the wall came to life. And she said the love of bitches a roll of dice.
You think you're using me like this game's new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry and another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't stopping me.
not literal. She say that she love me, but what I'm feeling is minuscule. Understand the pride of lives in her inner soul. So the devil that drove Jenner got her control. Ain't half the way in sack chasing, getting y'all cake up. Though my paper way thicker than model makeup. But y'all wait up, my mind racing, I'm cold slipping. A lot of women is real, some bitches robbing givens. I never give them no liquid, no pot to piss in. I tend to leave them quite offended if they too dependent. I'm pitching bitches that dreaming, thinking I'm tricking chicken. I'm simply fucking with bitches that know they opposition. It's real nigga shit, real nigga life. I give my heart to one broad, the others get the pipe. I ain't trying to fight, I ain't trying to fuss. I'm trying for all the money,
you
ain't trying for all the love.
All right. All right. Like this game is new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want to
and you know I don't need no stereo. Knew I was riding and you switched up like a year or two. So all that other shit you want dead, bury you, funeral. Check my phone reacting like it's new to you. Talking what I did but never speak on what I do for you. Cabo to Jamaica every weekend honeymooning you. Lots of overtime and I ain't never tried to tune in you. But now I'm just assuming you. Living up a hearsay, travel like the radio, cause everything was airplay. First class Hermes, Panamera, Merc pants, greed written on her face when I bought her first bag. And I ain't really give a fuck, it was like a nigga rush. Told my jeweler make her freeze like he was trying to stick her up. She call me daddy like a nigga puff. Just play a role and we can lift
you
it up.
You think you're using me like this game is new to me, but you ain't confused.
Maybe it's living here in Virginia. I'm really not sure. But my question is, how come
those things, again, I'm sure it has a lot to do with the upbringing. But as far as a decent man, once he get out here, he gets some sense. He's around brothers that pretty much have some sense, a little mature. I'm not going to say they got it all together. But certain things, to me, should come with a man. You know, to be a protector. You should know how to be a protector. I understand that.
You got
to
be taught that.
You may not know how to love.
You got to be taught that. Sincere touched on that.
Is it only taught from a woman? Or is it taught from home, taught from your community? Again, I'm not talking about.
It takes a village to raise a child.
I'm talking about, like, dudes. I mean, even dudes that, you know, on the outside, they look like they have it together. You go on that blind date and you like, hello, where did you go? What happened? What went wrong in the process? Because on the outside, it appears as if they have it together. You don't know about the inside until you actually get into their presence and share time and space. And then you like, oh, my goodness. But then you think, okay, well, you're 42. Why do I have to mold you? You know, but good God, I got to start from the beginning. I mean, just for real, I wonder that sometimes. You know,
we enter a comfort zone as men. And as long as we're comfortable, really, that's all we need because we are, like, simple, I mean, at the end of the day. I mean, for real, we can be in our own space with dishes running out of the sink, and we okay as long as we're comfortable. I mean, cool, you had a question or response earlier. Can you respond to that? I mean, you know, I mean, we simple.
Yeah, we are simple because – A guy could be in a place where he's just like, man, I can just lay on the floor with nothing around. And so it's like you're saying, it's like we're simple. But my question earlier was kind of going back on Player Hater, and I was going to say that since Sincere was giving out money the other night, he might need to play Wizard of Oz and give that man some heart.
I know that's right.
Hey.
Okay. I got some for him. How about that?
But,
knock your ass out in the restaurant.
y'all were talking about taking a bullet for your significant other. I don't know about that. That's just like, to me, that's like split second. Now you might, but I would protect my significant other, and in the process take a bullet. But to be able to say that you would take a bullet. That's a lot, because you don't know until that split second come if you were going to do it or not.
You said you might duck.
I ain't say I might duck. I'm saying I would protect her, and it might inadvertently take one by accident, not knowing that it was coming. But to say that you're going to take it and you know it's coming, it's like, that's just a lot.
Did he just say by accident, not knowing that it was coming?
Yeah.
What the hell? Coop, you know what? Oh, my goodness. I think you have just changed my whole view of you, Lord Jesus.
I know, Coop. You was on the up and up.
Oh, man.
Y'all not really listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah, we kind of heard you. And then I said it again to make sure I heard it right.
Yeah, you saying by choice. If the man came up and said, if the man said it's either you or her, you going to think about it. But if he just came in, guns are blazing, you going to jump in the way, and if the bullet just happens to hit you, you going to take that. No, we heard you.
No, that's not what I meant. Okay, wait, let me rephrase it. What I'm saying is that it's easy to sit here and say, I would take the bullet. When you're just sitting here, you know, just sitting here talking. But it's another thing to be in that situation. So I wouldn't just say I take the bullet just talking about it, because it's easy to say that. It's like saying, oh, yeah, I could go jump off this cliff and fly and spread my wings and fly. Yeah, it's easy to say it. But when it comes time for the action, it's a totally different thing. And that was what my whole point was.
Right. And I got it, bro. And, again, I respect
Thank you.
Anybody calling in here with a perspective, I respect it. Cool. At least you would think about it. At least you would think about it. And the question is, how much would you sacrifice for your significant other? You know, that's not a punitive question. It's an open question. And if you got a view tonight, hey, we want to hear from you. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. We weren't trying to offend anybody. Hey, we got them tuned in from all over the country. Hey, we got your new music first. If you have music you like to hear or you like the world to hear, hey, hit us up, tmhammondradiolive@gmail.com. tmhammondradiolive@gmail.com. Jake God, call me later. tmhammondradiolive.
Consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062, where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
WHAC, TM High Mario Live, your hip-hop informer. It is 12:29 in the AM in Rio de Janeiro, 11:29 here in Tampa, Florida. Coming to you live from Hack Media Studios. At this time, I pass it off to CeeLo, coming to us live from Charlotte with Entertainment National News.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. It is May 25th. Oh, excuse me. Entertainment and National News for May 25th, 2011. Okay, so I want to start out with a big up. A big up to one of my baby daddies, P. Diddy. He's going to be honored with the ASCAP Founder Award next month at the 24th Annual ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Music Awards in L.A., and that'll be on June 24th. So, yeah, big up, you know, love your boy. Anyway, okay, so here's my what the bleep. Lil Bootsy was charged with attempting to smuggle codeine syrup into Angola prison. Now, the problem with this is he's already serving a 10-year bid for his third marijuana possession charge. While he was in jail for that, he was indicted for murder, because he put a hit out on a gentleman in his local area. And he's still being investigated for at least 5 other murders. So my thing is, Bootsy, get it together. You'll probably never make another album, but still, I mean, you got time to get your life right, you know what I'm saying? With whomever. Okay, so next, I want to give you guys an update on the Dade County mayor race. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, I told you guys that our Uncle Luke, now known as Luther Campbell, was running for the mayor mayor slot of Dade County, and the polls came in yesterday, and Luther did not win. He did come in fourth with 20,652 votes. So that was pretty good, though. And it was like out of 11 candidates, he came in number 4. So big up to Mr. Campbell, which I know the next time he runs, you know, it'll be a little bit better. He'll place higher and hopefully get it. So it leaves
no doubt.
Julio Robiana and Carlos Jimenez to face off on June 28th for the mayoral spot of Dade County. Okay. Now, here's just a little snippet of information on a whole other note. Snoop, he's going to be launching GGN, Double G News Network, on his YouTube channel. So if you want to check that out, that'll be youtube.com/WestFestTV. Again, that's youtube.com/WestFestTV. Okay, now moving on. Now here's a little eye-opener that I found. Now, I know Facebook is a good marketing tool, and we all use it to keep in contact with friends and family and so forth and keep the world updated with what we got going on, right? Well, Facebook is now being used as ammunition in divorce cases. And also we've seen, you know, grounds for termination, like, you know, dealing with the teachers. But in these divorce cases, this one lawyer cited that each time she used Facebook, her clients got the favorable decision. According to the Florida Bar website, use of Facebook info is on the rise. So it's like, you know, post with caution, because the wrong post could cost you a loss in a custody battle. You could pretty much lose your divorce battle, you know. So, yeah, be cautious when posting. Make sure whatever you put out there, you really want it out there, because once you release it, you can't get it back. Now, last but not least, in my Who Cares file, but I know some of y'all do, it was announced today, Kim Kardashian is engaged to New Jersey Nets forward Chris Humphries. And of all places to come out, they came out on the cover of People magazine with their engagement. They got engaged last week on the 18th. Now, they had only been dating for for 6 months. But how about this? Now, I need everybody to be sitting down for this one. The size of the ring was a 2.5 carat. Lorraine Schwartz.
Wow.
20.5. What the hell is she doing to them?
I know.
Oh, I know, that's right.
That show next week.
So Kim says that she's happy and she's in a good place. So congratulations to Kim Kardashian and Humphries. And that is all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news. Thank you. Whatever you do, do it well.
Hey, you just did it well. You just did it well for some people. I don't know who, because I can tell you like this. You just shut down about 10,000 Facebook accounts when you're talking about, you know, it helps you to win your court case. And,
yes, because
and
they're
divorce.
Using the pictures. They're using pictures. Like, say, like what I had read was, like, for instance, this one woman, in her case, she was saying that she wasn't dating anybody else. Right, that she had left her little boyfriend alone. But on her Facebook page, she had pictures up of, you know, her and her boyfriend posted up on Facebook. Well, you know.
Uh-oh.
Y'all don't know this. Here's some information. If you're still married and you have not gotten the divorce, it doesn't regardless if you're separated or not, if you're still married, you are not supposed to be dating anyone. You're not supposed to be in another relationship
until
you
it's officially over.
Yes, until you get those papers,
that's right.
You're not supposed to be hopping around. Point blank, period.
Trying to help you with entertainment national news.
You know, you did.
Live out of Charlotte tonight. Hey, thank you very much. It's 11:36. We will be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. See, this is what we gonna do. See, this for the niggas with paper. Real paper. So, if you ain't got over $2,000 in your pocket ready to spend it, get the fuck out the way. Check.
Look, hey, don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get low, pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes, let it pop.
I'm so far out of space. I got the over that how niggas feeling all out of place. Yeah. They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit, talk about my gun, shit on your bitch with all my funds. Talk about the leather and wood. I'm from the hood. I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing. Hey. I talk the hundreds and let it float and watch the crowd. If your money like mine, throw it right about now like float. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go. I got a car on my wrist, two G's.
cheddar in the place. She know them bottles by the case. She know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rock my babies on the face. I am the opposite of broke. I dipped and doubled up on choke. I lay way deep up in her throat. HAC, I took that oath. Anybody get in line, I will do my lash in a row. Toss security is back and let my pistol through the door. Try to tamper with my dough. You be underneath this flow. For when out of state, why you suckers still broke? Caught them things by the loaf. Bust it down, pitch it low. HAC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas. Catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my size. And I lay the light, whoa.
I got a trunk for the lift. I ain't worried about you bitch doors on my car. Lift, let's go. Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow.
Hard to keep up with this type of pace. LS460 taking up a lot of space. More room to operate, more things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make the whole earth shake. Anybody get body? Bacardi parties at Tommy's, at the bar with the Remy, Mama Cute with the skinny, M shots in the semi. Pop it off till it's empty, built like a buff 50. All my niggas is with me.
CA dollar sign, cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645 to cool off his line. Feeling like a summer breeze. The crib is 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice flow, nice flow. Dot over your nice boat. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. So I cop an ice coat. Ice glove, nice glove. Shine like a light bulb. Shit it on the track. So call a nurse and get it wiped up.
Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow. And watch the haters get low. Pop a cork on you bitches. Spill the liquor on the hoes. Let it pop.
Let It Flow by HAC here on TM Hyman Radio Live. This hump day Wednesday, we've been talking about how much would you sacrifice for your significant other.
Hey, cool.
Perspective tonight.
Redeem yourself, man.
Hey, Will. Hey, I got a comment on the whole entertainment and national news tonight.
What you got
Can
to
I
say?
Do that?
What? What you got to say?
My look, gumball your fist, all right? This is what I got to say. First off, CeeLo, Puffy said that you ain't getting no damn $25,000 a month. And number two, Lil Boosie Badass, that Negro is stuck on stupid because he is about to be sent on.
Five murder charges? That's crazy.
Man, what? You in jail getting in trouble. That fool, the feds, about to hem him up and give him triple life, and he's going to go on a world tour that he won't believe. He's going to see every state in the federal system.
A world tour.
or they're going to send his ass to Terre Haute, Indiana, and they're going to fry him. And then you got, what was the other one? The other entertainment national news?
What? Which one? About Kim?
Kim Kardashian. I'm really salty about that.
Hey.
I like thinking that I might have had a shot.
Yeah, you thought you had a chance. Yeah.
But at the same time, I seen the Ray J tape, and she kind of she looked like she a born fuck because she looked like she lay there.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I love it.
Watch them out.
Real.
Wow.
Out,
hey, you just heard it, Coop. Watch your mouth, Coop.
Oh, my bad.
Keep up.
Hey, that's why it's internet radio.
Huh?
It's internet radio. We're not quite ready for mainstream. The FCC would fine us messing with Coop. But we appreciate them, though. 917-889-3926. I'm sorry, CeeLo. Go ahead.
No, I said yes, yeah, and for me, too, because I know I slip up a lot, you know, but hey.
Me, too.
Yeah. I think we're all guilty at some point. But, you know, that's why we're online. Worldwide, hey. Though. Worldwide.
Hump day in the city. And when you say worldwide, hey, I appreciate you all for listening out in London. It's 4:44 in the a.m. right now in London, and it's only 11:44 here in the United States, so on the East Coast. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios. Toya's coming to you live out of Newark, Delaware, Domare, Chesapeake, VA. CeeLo, Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, Coop, Washington, D.C., and I see you in New York. I see you in New Orleans. I see you in Connecticut. New Orleans, we appreciate you. Mississippi, hold it down out there. Missouri, hey, we're praying for you. West Coast, hey, y'all in a mess out there with Mrs., you know, with Miss Kennedy and Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a mess out there y'all dealing with. Hey,
yeah.
Crazy.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, though. Yo, like, the best is yet to come. Hey, that's like messy. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is.
John Edwards is getting charges.
I saw that this
yes.
morning. I saw that. Hey,
wait.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. This is the deal. I'm going to tell y'all what's happening right now, though. Hey, this is like, in for real, and I'm not trying to, you know, go nowhere I'm not supposed to go. Right, 14 minutes left in the show on
right.
some realness. It says that at some point in eternity that everything that's at the top, where is it going?
To the bottom.
And what at the bottom, where is it going?
To the top.
Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, just sit back and chill out. You know, ride with us, you know, for the next 13, 14 minutes, 12. 11, 10, whatever. Hey, Chester Gregory. It's called If You Only. TM I'm Radio Live. Go ahead, CeeLo. Go ahead. Hey. No, no.
From you saying your last goodbye, what if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice. Before you set me free, listen to me. Set me free, hear my voice.
joining the show again sometime here soon in the near future. Yes, and we're looking forward to that.
He's out on Broadway right now working with Whoopi Goldberg. So big up to Chester Gregory. Hey, thanks for riding with us tonight inside of Hump Day Wednesday, May 25th.
And speaking of Chester, I'm sorry, speaking of Chester, though, give a shout-out to Rafael Blanco.
No doubt.
You know? The what is it, Two R's Entertainment?
R's Entertainment Media. New York City. Harlem. Apollo. What's good?
Baby. Get it, get it.
Hold up. 917-889-3926. 8 minutes left in the show. Again, we appreciate you for listening.
Did you ever answer the question, Mr. Hyman?
On
whether you would sacrifice or how much you would sacrifice? I need to know.
I did not. No one asked me. But for me, I think at the end of the day, I would give anything that I had because it's all material. I mean, I could get it again. Life, I think, I'm like, cool. That's why I wanted to give him the opportunity to respond. And that's why I wanted to clarify that I wasn't trying to disrespect the player hater either, you know, but the player hater was disrespectful, so you know I had to kind of let him know.
About the Bible,
he called the right show.
Or anybody else, don't
right
come over here. About the Bible, I can't do it.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
Yeah, you know. But again, think about it though. I didn't even respond to that. I let him ride, but I saw that he was gonna ride as long as we let him ride.
Yeah.
Player hater, get it. But no, Terrence, I get what Coop is trying to say. It's easy, like I was saying in my segment. Everything is always easier said than done until you get yourself into that
situation.
But I think the example he gave, like, was like pale in comparison, because to me,
but I didn't finish what I was about to say, and I'm gonna let you continue, but. The reason why I wanted to let him really clarify and take a position, because I'm not going to be eager to die. And at the end of the day, I think that's all he was saying. And see,
right.
I thought that's what the player hater was saying, but nah, that's not what he was saying. He was
right.
saying, not
he was,
a chance,
he was saying what he meant.
Don't think about it. Nah, she's not that important. No, that's not my perspective. But again,
right.
I respect his perspective, because you know, people view things for a reason. There's a root cause there that's deeper than what they're really talking about.
Right. Okay, so finish answering your question, though. So you said you would give it, you would give up it, like, so you wouldn't jump in front of a bullet or.
I wouldn't give up jump in front of a bullet, but my reflex, if something's going down, going back to your analogy about the door and the back to the door and danger, Batman. If
yeah.
your woman's reflex to respond to danger, Batman, is more instinct than yours, she really shouldn't be your woman. I mean, because at the end of the day, I said protection. When I was talking, you know, to our friend earlier, I said a woman's looking for protection, so you probably will be by yourself. You're not going to have a woman because that's the one thing a woman needs is protection, security. So off the rip, if you're not concerned about that, that's a problem. So for me, it's like a reflex. I mean, I'm going to always try to defend. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Even in conversation, if I see that somebody's being, you know, abused or disrespected in public, it's none of my business, no. You know, but I'm not that person that's going to walk past somebody that's getting their ass kicked on the street. I'm going to
yeah.
at least try to stop it and get somebody, you know, who's official who can step in so I can keep on about my business. But I'm not that person that's going to walk past you getting beat down on the street, you know, in a double bank, in a triple or quadruple bank, the way I've seen it sometimes, and not try to stop it. That's just not me. Some people don't
right.
care. And to me, they're cold-hearted. That's my perspective. Maybe they're not. I'm not trying to be offensive, but, you know, that's my view. Hey, 4 minutes
that's
left in the show. Again, thanks for riding with us. So
yeah.
to answer the question, how much would I sacrifice? At the end of the day, if, you know, if I'm in covenant with you, you know, and if you're my spouse, if you are, you know, my significant other and you got me, I got you. What was mine is yours. Unconditionally. The material things, hey, I probably got a stash somewhere
go,
anyway.
But,
you know, I
right.
can get that. You know,
exactly.
that's not important. Life, I'll think about. But at the end of the day, instinctively, I'm going to respond. You know, and just try to offend you. So I'm going to give it all. That's
yeah,
just
so, and see, that's
3 minutes left
that's
in the show.
That's my
so you're not going to talk the man into shooting you instead of shooting me?
I'm not going to talk, period. I'm just going to respond
exactly.
and act.
Getting the hell up out of there. What are you talking? Ain't no talking.
No, I'm just saying that we, if it's just me and, hold on, CeeLo. Hold on, boo. Terrence, if it's me and you in the room and the dude got the gun, you know what I'm saying? And you saying, are you saying you're not going to be one saying, man, let her go? You know what I'm saying? Let's deal with this man
to
man.
Let her
go.
I think instinctively, whatever that can be done is already done. At some point, I'm letting the situation go. I doubt very seriously if again, it's happening so fast. You know what I'm saying? I can't even really envision myself in a situation like that. Never have, never will. You know what I'm saying? But I think for me, based on what I know, instinctively, and when I say instinctively, it's important because I know karate. So
uh-oh.
When I say instinctively, it's important. Instinctively, I'm just responding. Hey, thanks for riding with us tonight, everybody. I will give my all, you know, to those that I'm, you know, true and dear to and those that are true and dear to me. Would you? This has been a great show tonight. 60 seconds left in the show. Hey, Angels, take us home.
And yes, to touch on your blind date thing, yes, if you would like to a blind date, you can send us an email, tmhymanradiolive.com.
Hey, Coop,
wow.
Let's put up some signs up in Washington, D.C. and promote that, a blind date for CeeLo. Hey, Coop, sign out, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the signs up. I'm gonna put the signs up by the homeless shelter. See what I'm gonna do. Hey, but like y'all was talking about the bullet thing and everything. I've been in situations where I've been in clubs with females, and you know the club fights start happening, and I'm making sure that they're all right, trying to get them ways. The crowd starts pushing. I remember being on Georgia Avenue Day, and right by Howard University, we're sitting there, we're watching Essence play. All of a sudden, if a fight breaks out, the crowd starts pushing. I'm with a female, so I start making sure that they're not pushing her, and I'm like, come on, let's get out of here. And then they start shooting. And so I'm just like, okay, let's get out of here, and I'm making sure that she goes first, and then I go after her or whatever. And I mean, inadvertently, you could get shot trying to help that person get out of there. But my whole thought process, I just couldn't just say, hey, just shoot me. Take me.
You take
me.
You're going to respond. Exactly. They didn't want you to stand there and negotiate with the killer.
Yeah.
I don't got
shoot
that.
Shoot me in the eye.
I don't got
he
that.
Want you to say,
I'm
shoot
not
me
negotiating
in
with the killer.
I'm just saying, that's an unconditional love. I thought that that's why you married him.
Nah, that's
them,
stupidity.
I understand. Now I understand. Okay.
Nah, I got you.
Dee
Dee, hey, it's all
Dee Dee the girlfriend.
Be a blessing. Just be a blessing.
Dee Dee the girlfriend that'll be like, Dee Dee the girlfriend that'll be like, you wouldn't give me your heart. You wouldn't give me your heart if I was going to die. I only got one heart. It's not like a kidney.
Be a blessing, Pooh. Be a blessing.
Hey.
Okay. TM Hyman Radio Live. We are out.
Hey. Peace, everybody. Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.